We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you awesome spirits of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a good weekend, got lots of things done, whether it's work or play. I know I have some stories to tell you guys about my weekend. It was pretty fun. I guess fun's a word. Anyway, I like what I'm doing out there. But right now in Elk City, we have 67 degrees. Nathan Brewer dew point is 49. Humidity's at 53. Winds are out of the east at 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 14 miles an hour. Let's check out some local temperatures in our listening area. Looks like Wheeler, Texas at 64 degrees, Arnett 64, Butler 65, Elk City is 68, and down in Altus it's 73 degrees, and Hobart is 68 degrees. The coolest spot in Oklahoma right now is in the northeast part somewhere, Newkirk. 50 degrees, way up there on the border of Kansas, kind of, well, I guess it's central, right in the central northern part. But anyway, got lots of things to go over today. First couple things today happening right now at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction over at Clinton, Oklahoma. They're east on I-40. That's happening right now. And so if you got anything, you need to buy you some cattle for your wheat pasture, because man, there's some good looking wheat pasture out in the country, and it is busy out there. There's cotton harvesting going on, peanut harvest is going on, still some people sowing. I seen cattle trailers up and down the road all weekend. People are either getting them ready or weaning them. I know a couple of my friends are weaning calves today, so it's a busy time of the year. And as you guys will all well know, I hope, we're streaming live on Facebook, and I'll just tell you right now, I can't respond to anything on Facebook if you put it on there, but I got put in jail again Saturday, and this is what's for, so you guys know that I'm not a true outlaw. So a friend of mine posted a picture of his deer feeder with some of those invasive animals right underneath it, feral hogs on there. And I replied very nicely in one word. This was not two words, one word: shoot them. In 10 seconds, I was put in 7-day jail, Facebook jail, for because I invoked violence on Facebook. So, whatever. All I put was shoot them. The most invasive animal in the United States besides insects. And Facebook banned me for saying shoot them. So anyway, I'm in jail till next Saturday. So you can still talk about me on Facebook. I can still read it. So anyway, if they're bored today and they want to text into the KECO Ag text line at 580-225-9697, I want to know your opinion. Is spring or early summer, let's go with spring, or fall the busiest time on the farm and ranch? I want to see your opinions. Is it spring or fall the busiest time? I think it's a toss-up. But anyway, so I want to know your opinion. Text it in to me, please. 225-9697. Also, remember, Hobart Stockyards, they moved their sheep and goat auction from the end of the month of each month to the first Saturday of each month now, since Mountain View is no longer having a sale. So remember that. There will not be no sale this coming Saturday for sheep and goat. But anyway, they're taking consignments for the one coming up, and that's in November. And so it's be November 6th, Saturday at 12 noon. So give Rex Fleming a call down there at the stockyards, or their office is 580-726-3306, and you can find them on Facebook also. Coming up this Wednesday, after the regular sale, he is having this sale. It's a fall stocker calf sale this Wednesday, right after the regular sale at Hobart Stockyards. These calves are weaned, and they're ready to go out on the wheat and rye pasture. So if you need to buy some, they are having a fall stocker calf sale this Wednesday after the regular sale. Call Rex or Michelle. Just if you got any that you want to sell that's winged and ready to go, and all of the shots and the whole nine yards is going to be gone. And they also said a picnic lunch will be served. So in other words, Rex is going to be bringing you a sack with a sandwich and some chips and a Dr. Pepper up there where you're sitting, because he doesn't want you to get up and move away and miss a deal out on that deal. So anyway, Elk City Rotary Club, they still have their beef sweepstakes going, and it's one ticket for $25 or five tickets for $100. And that is for the grand prize, which is a side of beef and a freezer for it to go in. Second and third price are will be quarter beef each, and they will. That's a pretty good deal. So spend $100, get you five tickets, and this is for the Elk City Rotary Club. You can contact any Elk City Rotarian or message our Facebook page for it. Because Jared Athan is, he's in the Rotary Club here, so he can hook you up. $100, and you might get about $4,500, $5,000 worth of stuff there. So, anyway, let's get to it. I got some messages. Let's see what we got going on. One guy says both. Let's see. Yep. Both. And Taylor Tindall, I heard you on the radio this morning. You were baling hay since 4:30. Well, I beat you, buddy. I started at 2. Fall, because there's peanuts and cotton and getting calves up to wean and planting wheat. That's a good point. Thanks, Taylor. And then we got, yep, so that'll work out good. So anyway, well, we're going to take a break. When we get back, I'm going to go over our grain prices and any reports going on that happened in trading overnight. And then I'm going to throw in a story about my weekend adventures. We'll call it the Jimmy Adventures, because my friends, hunter friends, come out from Oregon this weekend. They didn't sleep their first night down at the barn house at Willow. So you got to hear this story, because they've already nicknamed the breaks down there in Oklahoma. So when we come back, we'll go over that. So stay tuned. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale at Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Register at lmaauction.com or download the LMA Ringside app. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and we do appreciate it.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. On Facebook, follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We learned in grade school 1 plus 1 equals 2, and 2 plus 2 equals 4. So what does quality feed equal? Results you can be proud of. It's simple math with a little common sense. Barnes Feed Service in Hobart, Oklahoma has done the math and mixed years of common sense into their feeds so you'll get the results you deserve. And remember, their name ends with service, something they take pride in every day. See their ads in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 15th. 2,626 head were sold. 16 head of steers at 372 brought 202. 12 at 520 brought 164. 20 at 594 brought 153.50. 6 at 656 brought 145. 8 at 676 brought 137. 27 at 750 brought 137. 14 head of heifers at 349 brought 149. 30 at 508 brought 132.50. 9 at 607 brought 132. 17 at 648 brought 124. 3 at 708 brought 127. 6 at 733 brought 131. Butcher cows were 2 to 65. Bred cows 450 to 1225. Butcher bulls 23 to 87. Pairs brought 760 to 1400. Elk City Livestock Auction, South Highway 6 in Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Welcome back. Looks like everybody so far is saying it's fall is the busiest. And I know it's busy because we've been hooked up. I'm running on about 6 hours of sleep since I got up Saturday morning. But looks like everybody's kind of voting for fall. Keep those texts coming in. I want to know your opinion. Somebody's going to have some opinion out there probably that I can't read online. So we'll see what... on the air, see what's going on. All right, grain prices, actually cash prices in Oklahoma as of about an hour ago. Hard red winter wheat is $7.37 a bushel. Corn is $5.32 a bushel. Wheat price is looking good. Milo's $5.35. Soybeans $11.71. Everything else looking it's pretty steady, but soybeans the wheat creeping back on up there. I like to see it about $8-$9, to be honest with you, because we had so many years that it was like between $4 and $5, and you can't tell me there was very many people out there that was making much money on that deal, but we'll see. Wheat futures rose overnight in trading. Wheat futures were higher. Russian has said it will again raise its export tax on wheat to $67 a metric ton from around $61, potentially driving overseas buyers to the U.S. for their grain. Exports from Russia were pegged by the United States Department of Agriculture earlier this month at 9.5 million metric tons, down from a prior outlook for around 10 million tons. Last year, the country exported 12 million metric tons of wheat. Also boosting prices overnight were signs of strong demand. Importers are reportedly snapping up Australian wheat supplies as ports are backlogged through the end of the year, according to this report from Rutgers. Black Sea wheat is more expensive, pushing buyers to Australia, the report said, citing unnamed sources. Corn and soybeans also were higher in overnight trading. Soybeans were following soy oil higher as prices continue to surge. The cost of soybean oil in China also is on the rise, boosting global cooking oil prices. Wheat futures for December delivery added 8.5 cents to $7.64 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures gained 6.5 cents to $7.80 a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery rose 2.5 cents to $5.40 a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery added 9.5 to $12.40 a bushel. Soy meal gained $2.60 to $330 a short ton, while soy oil added 0.48 cents to $62.57 a pound. Speculators cut bullish bets on beans and corn. The money managers cut their net long positions or bets on higher prices in soybeans to the lowest level in almost 17 months, while also reducing their bullish bets on corn, according to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors in 7 days that ended on October 19th held a net minus 15,274 soybean future contracts, down from 24,208 contracts a week earlier. That's the smallest bullish position since the week that ended June 2nd of last year of 2020. Speculators also cut their net longs and corns to 211,654 futures contracts last week. That's down from 218,239 contracts a week earlier and the smallest such position since September 21st. Investors have been a little less bullish on soybeans and corn as the U.S. harvest rolls on. At the start of last week, 60% of the U.S. soybean crop was harvested, up from 49% a week earlier and up from the 55%. It's on the five-year average. This all according to the USDA. In wheat, money managers held a net 46,506 soft red winter wheat future contracts last week. That's down from 47,509 contracts a week earlier. That's the smallest such position since September 21st. Fund managers also held a net short position on bets or lower prices of 19,498 soft red winter wheat futures as of October 19th. That's up from a bearish position of 9,980 future contracts a week earlier. The weekly commitments of traders report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions in future markets. Floods, strong weather expected up north in Illinois and Indiana. Rains will move across this area this morning and this afternoon, according to the National Weather Service. Big winds. Wind speeds will increase throughout the day, topping off at 50 miles an hour. The agency said this will create flooding along the Lake Michigan shoreline. In the southern plains down here where we're at, fire weather watches are in effect due to extremely dry weather. Winds in parts of western Kansas will be sustained from 25 to 35 miles an hour with stronger gusts. Relative humidity is expected to drop as low as 13%. Well, that doesn't look like what's going to happen around here. We're going to have, we might have some winds, but it looks like our humidity is going to be, see what this text line says. Anyway, we got all that going on. Well, here's some of my stories from this weekend. First of all, let's go with the hunter stories. So my friend Michael and Ken come out from Oregon, and last year they came out and they're going deer hunting, and they stayed at our house last year. Well, this year Sandy's parents are coming too, so we'll have a house full. So my son has this barn house down in Willow. And I had set him up down there where I was right in the middle of thrashing peanuts when they called, and they got landed in Oklahoma City, and I shot him a pin where the barn house was. They'd been down there, but they just, you know, that was last year, and you know how out-of-staters are. They get lost when they come back. So anyway, they come back. Well, they text me a little bit later and said, hey, we're running a couple hours late. We had to turn around and go back to Oklahoma City and get some. So I figured one of the two guys left something at the airport. Sure enough, it wasn't Michael, it was Ken. Michael's pretty much on top of his game. He's one of those guys that everything's just got to be, he knows what's going on. Ken, he's like me. Let's go. Where are we going? It didn't matter. But they got down there at the barn house, and we had to shut down early. One of the thrashers on the self-propelled combine, the injector pump went down. We didn't know that at the time. We figured it out yesterday, though. It went down, and I was doing the pull-behind thrasher. Chad was getting on it with his combine, and we ran out of truck, so shut down. So I ran down there to help him get settled in, show him where all the light switches was and all that stuff, and I showed up, and they were already unloading, but I got them situated. And I warned him. I said, look, temperatures have still been high and warm. Watch out for rattlesnakes. They're still out and about. The rattlesnakes are still out and about. Okay. And then I said, around here, around the barn house, check your sheets for scorpions. And they were like, scorpions, really? I said, yeah, yeah. We walked in there in the house to show them where the refrigerator and the freezer and all that was. And sure enough, there it was, scorpion walking across the rug there as you walk in the deal. So that got them all excited. I said, there's scorpions, there's tarantulas, the tarantulas migrate through here. I said, don't worry about them, don't bother them. Don't, if you pick them up, don't drop them, because they're, you know, if you pick a tarantula up and it jumps out of your hand 2 or 3 foot down, it breaks its back. I don't know if people realize that, but it hurts them. And there was stick bugs crawling all over the side of the barn. They stick bug city right there. We got to talking inside, and then we walked out. Sure enough, there was a tarantula walking across the underneath the awning there, walking across, and walked down there to the end of the barn, show them the deck and all this other stuff. And there was 3 different sizes of black widows hanging there, so that really got them going. And come back, there was a tarantula walking up or crawling up the side of the barn like Spider-Man, and the stick bugs were there, and there comes another scorpion. And I could tell these guys were like, oh crap, you know. And they wasn't gonna sleep very good that night. And so anyway, they was taking videos of all these varmints. They nicknamed Jared's barn Jurassic Park. So yesterday talked to one of them and been out hunting, and I said, hey, did you guys have any insect problems out there the other night? And I said, oh, no, just went out on the deck, was drinking a cup of coffee 5 o'clock this morning. And all of a sudden, something caught my attention. It was a big old spider dropped down from the top of the barn there and was about 6 inches from my face. Other than that, Jurassic Park, it was pretty cool with all these insects. So welcome to Oklahoma, gentlemen. And they were successful this morning. They just come out to shoot does. They love the whitetail meat, and they got 2 this morning. So everything's going their way on that deal. Well, when I get back from this break, we're going to talk about my adventures of peanut harvest this weekend. And I'm going to tell you a little story from the there's an independent group out there south of Carter, between Carter and Willow. Their names are Lynn and Nelda, and they're an independent contractor group that hires out during wheat harvest. So they told me a story on my boss that I'm working for right now, and I'll let you guys in on it when I get back. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When we're all on the same page, things run smoother, work gets completed faster, life is easier. And that's exactly what advanced technology from Valley does. IconX brings all of your pivots together into one manageable network with full remote capabilities, regardless of the brand. Get the most out of your pivots at a fraction of the cost of a full panel upgrade. Valley IconX. Any brand of pivot. One connected network. Smart irrigation. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hi, I'm James with Western Equipment. Listen up, any high school junior and senior, and any parent or grandparent of any high school junior or senior. By your junior and senior year, it's time to start planning for a job. Right now, if you don't know what you want to do, check out the John Deere AgTech program through Western Equipment. It's a 2-year program, and afterwards, we guarantee you a solid job at one of our 21 locations in Texas, Oklahoma, or New Mexico. Now is the time. Visit west-equip.com/careers for more information to apply.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yep, I'm back. Let's check on our local temperatures. Here we go. Currently, right now, it is 69 degrees. Dew point's 49. Humidity's already dropped down to 49%. Looks like I'll be going thrashing some peanuts here in a minute. After the show, winds are out of the east, 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 14, and I will have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up to you after our next break. And the weather, it's nice. I baled hay all night long. It was wet. Normal hay baling wouldn't go on, but this is peanut hay. The wetter, the better. Matter of fact, last year I baled some peanut hay up in the rain. It was just misting, but it was perfect. Yeah, I mean, it was getting mud on everything. Not mud on everything, but it wasn't the prettiest looking outfit when I got done, but the hay was perfect. Peanut hay is difficult to put upright. This year, everything I baled up has just gone up perfect. Baled up a bunch on the highway for Chad, and I'm baling some up. Got a bunch baled up for Gary right now, and it baled great. Good-looking stuff. Speaking of Gary, so the other day when we started thrashing on Saturday afternoon, Gary was doing something, and we was waiting on orders from him to see what he wanted us to do, and I was talking to Nelda and Lynn there at the pickup. They're an all-female independent contracting peanut harvest crew that live down there, close to Gary anyway. But they was talking about something on the show that I did, and I don't even remember what it was, but I do remember this part. Anyway, I tried to talk him into coming on the show and telling some Gary stories. And they said, man, it would be funny, but probably not. Anyway, so in other words, they don't want to come on here because I think Nelda lives with Gary. I might be wrong, but anyway, we was talking about it. I said, so what's one of the maddest times you ever seen Gary? Well, we were thrashing peanuts. I was doing a pull behind, and Lynn was doing a pull behind thrasher, and she said we got on the same row and we met in the middle. She said that was probably the maddest she'd seen Gary. I don't know whether they was digging or thrashing, but either one, they met on the same row. So anyway, she said Gary was a mad motor scooter. So, well, we started thrashing Saturday. Thrashed up until Saturday evening pretty good. We got a lot done. We got one of them done, one of the fields done on the highway on Spring Creek there on 34 Highway in Spring Creek. Then we moved up by Gary's house and got started there, and we got a lot done. Gary's peanuts are doing really well. They look good. And then I baled hay Saturday night, or actually yesterday morning. Got over there about 2 o'clock and got all that baled and caught up. And then we come back yesterday morning, had one of our friends from Tyler from up Hammond Way come down and help us work on one of the combines. We didn't know what was wrong with it, but we do know now. It's crazy. Never seen a shaft break off in an ejector pump. But we know what the problem is, and parts are hopefully be here in the morning. And we started thrashing again. We just had one of the self-propelled combines and the pull behind that I was running. We started on the pivot, and Chad and I, we teamed up pretty good. He can count rows pretty good. They wasn't no mess up yesterday. So we jived pretty good and got trailers full, waited on a truck for a little bit, and then we ran out of trucks last night. So we shut her down, and then I went back over there this morning and started baling about 2 and got it all done up and everything's looking pretty good. Hey, before I forget, that was my adventures this weekend. Nothing drastic, but it's an ag show. And I got a lot of peanuts combined, got a lot of hay put up, and only had one major breakdown with the one combine. I got my cattle checked. I got them moved over into their winter pastures. So got a lot accomplished this weekend. Coming up this Wednesday, there's an awesome sale going on over there north of Kamut at the K-Bar Ranch. K-Bar Cattle Company, I read this up. I seen it on Facebook, and I checked it out. And I went through there looking at their calves. Oh, my gosh. It's a steer and heifer sale, online only. You guys are interested in coming out there and looking at the cattle between now and Wednesday, call Mr. K-Bar, Dean himself, at 799-5705. Check that out, but it's Wednesday. It's this Wednesday, October 27th, and it will be on sconlinesales.com. So I went to it, and I checked it out, and man, you ought to see some of the cattle in there. If you're looking for a show steer, you best get on here and check this out, because my favorite that I found, I'm looking for it right now. Here we go. This favorite that I found is ranch tags number 652, and the sire is Monopoly, and the dam is 001, Hat Trick. And it's a steer, and it's red. I know it's not black, but it's sweet. But just go through there. There's some out of Bull Crush. There's some out of Rum Chata. I've got cattle down here that I bought semen from Dean and put in some bred some of my cows with. Them calves that come out of Rum Chata, they're number one in my book. So there's heifers in here for either show heifers into breeding stock. Just get online and look at all these lots he's got. Dean will take care of you, and you know he knows his cattle, and he's got some great cattle. So check that out. There's a lot going on today with cattle, so bear with me on this deal. As of Saturday, November 13th, at the Hobart Stockyards, and by the way, their sale is this Wednesday. Their normal sale is this Wednesday, and after that, they're going to have their that special stocker sale. So check it out. But Saturday, November 13th, I've been to this twice now, at Hobart, is their special cow replacement sale. They're going to have heifers and cows, the whole 9 yards. So check that out. Get a hold of Rex to see what he's got coming in so far for that special replacement sale, November 13th. And that's the one I went to last year. And I actually sold some heifers in there. And that's where Rex hand-delivered me a sack with a sandwich and a cookie and some chips in it. And he went back and got me a Dr. Pepper. Now, how many sale barn owners are going to do that? So anyway, he's a salesman. There's also a special cow sale at the Apache Auction Market, same day, November 13th down there. Check it out. Go to www.stockmanoklahoma.com. And that's on, that'll be on that one. So we got some hot news going on here. Yeah, let's check this out. The Cattle Contract Library Act passes the Ag Committee. Now, bear with me here while I'm reading some of this, but this does affect us, and some people like it and some people don't. But by a unanimous vote on Thursday, the United States House Agriculture Committee passed the Bipartisan Cattle Contract Library Act of 2021. H.R. 5609, the bill must be approved by the full House and will also need Senate consideration before it can be signed into law. Introduced earlier this year by Dusty Johnson, representative out of South Dakota, and represent Henry Culseller or something like that. He's a Democrat out of Texas. The Cattle Contract Library Act would establish a library of contracts for the Agricultural Marketing Service to report terms of alternate marketing agreements between packers and producers. Supporters of the bill say it would greatly increase transparency in the cattle market. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I'm just reading this to you. You guys be your own judge. Representative Johnson said the bill is the result of nearly a year of work with producers and industry leaders following the July 2020 boxed beef and fed cattle price spread investigation report. The investigation recommended the creation of the Cattle Contract Library. According to a statement from Representative Johnson, this is the first cattle market transparency bill to pass out of the Agriculture Committee since the July 2020 report was released. The Cattle Contract Library Act is supported by American Farm Bureau Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, United States Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, Livestock Marketing Association, South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, South Dakota Farm Bureau, and the South Dakota Farmers Union. Producers want action. They want more transparency in the cattle market. This is a bill that's a step in the right direction. Well, during an interview with Chip Flory, Tanner Beamer, NCBA Director of Government Affairs and Government Regulatory Policy, said the Cattle Contract Library has broad support from all sectors and has been a long-standing priority for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Member of Congress recognized the broad support. The Cattle Contract Library will give cattlemen valuable information, what avenues to take, being incentivized by packers, and at what price levels. Such information will help producers gain more marketing leverage. Information is power, and this bill allows cattle producers to compare their agreements with other packer-producer agreements and allows them the opportunity to negotiate more favorable terms. The only cattle producer group that did not endorse the Cattle Market Transparency Act is RCAF USA. The group said in a statement, RCAF directors reviewed the bill and determined it does not address the competition disrupting leverage the beef packers now have. The problem with our broken market is not that we don't know the details of the contracts that confer market leverage to the packers. The problem is there's too many contracts, and because of that, our price discovery market is being destroyed, said Iowa Cattle Feeder and RCAF USA Director Eric Nelson, putting a contract library ahead of taking action to preserve our price discovery market sends a signal that more contracts are good and more producers should try to access them. This is not what is needed. Prior to Thursday's vote, the North American Meat Institute urged the House committee to pause. Members of the Meat Institute are still analyzing the bill and how it might affect their operations. Due to the limited time allowed to consider the legislation, we asked the House to pause and include packers in the conversation since the packers would bear the burden of complying with this new government mandate. The bill must be approved by the full House and will also need the Senate to consider it. This is already robust. There is already robust price discovery provided by beef packers on a daily basis, she said. We urge members of Congress just to slow down so they don't do no harm. Well, that's hot off the press, and I'm sure you guys had already read or heard about it, but I wanted to read it to my listeners out here. Hey, when we come back, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast, and I got the Texas-Oklahoma cattle receipts sold at the sale barns last week. You don't want to miss that. I love those numbers there on that deal. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It's so convenient for farmers and ranchers to get what you need in one place. The Wheeler General Store is the do-it-best hardware store that carries vet supplies to doctor your animals, high-pro feed, also master hand milling and smart lick tubs. Delivery is available if you need it. And at Wheeler Ag, right there on site, they've got dry fertilizer application with blending capabilities. Wheeler General Store and Wheeler Ag on Highway 152, a mile east of the four-way stop in Wheeler, Texas.
You can also find the Wheeler General Store on Facebook and Instagram.
Every trust is a little bit different. Some of them, those assets may need to grow because they've got to take care of somebody for a lot of years. Sometimes those assets need to maintain or they need to just support a certain lifestyle. There's lots of different objectives for trusts. And what we do is we determine what the objective is for each trust. And then we do our very best to manage the assets in that trust to achieve that objective. I'm Nan Shiblum, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First LS, Tuesday, October 19th, we sold 995 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, October 21st, we sold 3,740 calves and feeders for a total of 4,735 cattle for the week. Killing cows, 1 to 3 higher, bulls steady to 4 higher, very unusual for October. Tuesday, better killing cows, 70 to 75, 50, with our thin cows bringing 42.5 to 65, bulls bring 66.5 to 93. 2 to 8-year-old bred cows, 850 to 1275, with our 9 and older bred cows, 835 to 1050, 2 to 4-year-old pairs, 1375. Steer cattle, 250 to 325 steers, 211 to 232, 4 to 450, 155 to 171, 5 to 550, 151 to 168, 6 to 650, 142 and a half to 167, 7 to 750, 155 to 158, 8 to 850, 130 to 156, 9 to 950, 130 to 150, and 1,000, 1,050-pound steers, 142 to 145, 8 steers weighing 1,100 pounds, bring 133. Other heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 141 to 160, 4 to 450, 147 to 153, 5 to 550, 136 to 150, 6 to 650, 130 up to 145, with our 7 to 750 heifers, 147 to 152, 8 to 850 heavers, 146, and our 9 to 10 25 weight heifers, 114 to 121. Very good market. On our kids, selling 600-pound steers up to 167, 900-pound steers up to 150, and 1,025-pound steers up to 145. For this Tuesday, October 26th, we will have 30 black bred cows, 3 to 7 years old. We got 40 other bred cows at the sellout deal, blacks and reds, 3 to 8 years old. More by sell time. Remember, we work 100% for the seller, never lying to the buyer. We run a very speedy auction, good for buyers and sellers alike. We sold 3,740 calves and feeders, finished the sale at 3:30 p.m., and that's with several smaller deals mixed in. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This hour's weather is brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Complete nutrition for every animal. That's what you'll find at High Pro Feeds. At High Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Check them out on Facebook and online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Yep, I'm back. The Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Today, currently 70 degrees here with winds out of the east 9, gusting up to 12. Today, supposed to get up to whopping 78 degrees. Tomorrow, yep, if the temperature goes up that much, the wind's going to be howling out of the south tomorrow. Tomorrow, during the day, we have a 20% chance of rain with a high of 86 degrees. So it's going to be warm tomorrow. South winds 14 to 23, gusting up to 35. So we're probably going to get something like Kansas is getting right now, western Kansas is. Tomorrow night, 40% chance of severe thunderstorms. Southeast to west wind, can't do that. Southeast winds, hell, that's probably switching out of the west when the front comes through. Good, pretty good chance. Wednesday is breezy. 68 for a high with north wind 17 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 35. Wednesday night cools off to 48 degrees. Thursday, still breezy with the north winds. It looks like the wind's going to howl for a couple days out of the north, and we're going 69 for a high. Friday, 70 miles an hour. I will give you a warning. You need to do your own research. There's chance of frost or freeze next Tuesday or Wednesday, according to what I seen on Channel 9 this morning. So do your own research. Mine don't go out that far, but they are saying a chance of rain, frost or freeze next Tuesday night. So check it out for yourself, because I know people got hay down, crops to harvest. I did learn something yesterday on the cotton, though. I'm not a row crop farmer. I love helping these guys out with peanut harvest. It's just fun. I was coming back from moving the cows into the winter pasture yesterday, and I seen one of my local cotton buddies down there by between Willow and Sarah on the that cheap-looking John Deere. What is it? What do they call them? Stripper balers? Anyway, called him, and he said that everything was looking good, but I didn't realize that he was telling me about how these stocks, cotton stocks, they love them. They want them close together growing. They want them close together. And then I asked him, when I asked him how it was going, he said everywhere but the mud holes, because a lot of people, you guys remember last spring when people were planting, or early summer, people were planting their cotton and it started raining. They had mud holes. Well, the stocks that came up, the seeds that come up in the mud holes, the stocks, he said, are really big and green right now. Even if you defoliate it, it's still, they're still green. And so he said it's tough. Just makes things tough when you're harvesting your cotton. So I didn't know that the big old stocks. I mean, I figured big stocks were a pain in the rear, but those, you know, the closer your plants are together, the easier it is for your cotton harvest. And I'm sure that's true fact. He was telling me, because he was running it. So anyway, looked pretty good. What do we got? Let's do the Texas and Oklahoma livestock auction summaries as of October 22nd. So looks like in Texas, they had 6,401 total receipts. That was compared to 6,927 total receipts last week, and 7,211 from last year, compared to last year. Of those receipts, 5,577 was feeder cattle, which is 87% of the receipts. Slaughter cattle was 675 head. Replacement cattle was 149. Well, that was pretty steady across the board there in Texas. Let's go with some of the prices, like for some steers. We got 47 steers here, averaging 416 on the weight. Brought up to $1.89. Average price was $1.80.59 per hundred weight. Let's see here. I'm just going through here picking out some weights people might be interested in. Here we go. 92 head. Average weight was 517. Brought anywhere from $1.54 to $1.73. The average price was $170.93 per hundred weight. And these were winged. Let's move on down the line here. 89 head, average weight 644. Their price range was from $1.43 to $1.62. Average price on 644 pounders was $159.54 on the those. And then we come on down here to the 700 pounders. Average weight 718. 182 head, average weight 718, average price was $1.5207, or $152.07 per hundred weight, sorry. And then let's go on to Oklahoma. Compared to last week, feeder steers and steer calves were steady to $4 higher. Feeder heifers and heifer calves were $1 to $5 higher. Demand was good for feeder cattle, despite cattle futures taking on bearish tendencies. Somewhat lighter numbers of feeders being offered is helping to fuel the demand. Demand was good for long-winged calves as recent rains have improved. Recently sowed wheat, and I say that all the time on the show. You know, guys know I do. Demand for unwinged calves is light as big swings in temperatures prove tough on the health of these calves. Slaughter cows sold steady to $2 higher, except boner cows were $1 to $2 lower. Slaughter bulls were anywhere from $2 to $5 higher. Demand good for cows and bulls despite numbers remaining fairly large. This is in Oklahoma. So let's check out some of these. Let's check out our total receipts. Last week, 31,439 receipts. The last reported week, the week before, was 27,591. So they're up about 4,000 head. Last year, this time, was 28,846. Of those receipts, feeder cattle was 27,322, which is 87% of the total receipts in Oklahoma last week. Slaughter cattle was 3,287, which is 11% of that. And then replacement cattle was 830 at 2.6%. Let's check out some of the steer prices that happened in Oklahoma. Let's try out these right here. 99 head, average weight 326, brought up to the 3 to 350s were bringing $1.71 to 212. These 326 is 100 head here, basically 99, brought $197.19 per 100 weight. That's pretty good. Let's try this one out. 207 head, average weight 383, brought $1.91.5. So they did pretty good. And then let's go on down here into the four weight. Sorry, I'm just going through here picking some out instead of reading it off like an auction report. 268 head, average weight 426. The average price range last week in Oklahoma for the 400 weights was $1.50 to $1.98. And these 268 head brought $177.01 per 100 weight. Let's move on down here to the 500 pound. We got 602 head that average weight 525. They brought $1.65 pound. On the five weights last week in Oklahoma from 5 to 600, they were going from anywhere from $137 to $184 per 100 weight. And then down here, we had 644 head of steers. Average weight was 580. They brought up $156.82 per 100 weight. And the average price range on the 600-pound steers last week were anywhere from $1.37 to $1.79. So there you have it on Oklahoma and Texas sell-by receipts from last week. See, and I didn't need Congress to check that report out. And so, anyway, sorry, I threw that in there. What's we got going on here? So remember, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is going on today. I'm going to briefly go right back through this, what I've repeated on the show. K-Bar Cattle Company is having their steer and heifer sale Wednesday on sconlineauctions.com. I got that right. Let me double check that. I'll open this back up. I try to memorize stuff, but I'm not very good at it. We got, yep, sconlinesales.com, not auctions. sconlinesales.com. That's for the K-Bar Cattle Company for steers and heifers. That's show quality stuff, and there's some replacement heifers. You can pay some good money for good stock. That's the one you need to watch. Also, special cow sale at Apache November 13th. From more information, Stockman's www.stockmanoklahoma.com. And then special replacement sale at the Holbert Stockyards. Mr. Rex Fleming serving a picnic lunch down there that day. That's November 13th at 11 a.m. And you want to consign some, you got some good cattle, replacement heifers or cows down there, call Mr. Rex Fleming, please, down there at the Holbert Stockyards. We got all kinds of stuff going on. And don't forget. No, let me back up. I'm surprised my wife hadn't texted already. Remember, the first Saturday of each month at the Holbert Stockyards is the sheep and goat auction going on down there. Starting in November, first one will be November 6th. It starts at 12 noon. It'll be all good. So here's my Jimmy tip. If you got some old calf feeder nipples laying around, take them and put them on your nozzles on your DEP, your diesel exhaust fluid handle, and it'll keep the dirt from going in there. Dirt contaminates them DEP fields. I hate them, but you got to deal with it. So try not to get them contaminated inside your DEP field. Use bottle-fed nipples. Have a great day, and God bless. It's the
Cool Country.
I love the nonstop music.
I love your music because it's such a wide range.
This is KECO, Elk City.
His bottom line has changed. Tony Sabrady, Fox News. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, one of the moderate Democrat holdouts on the president's social spending package, says he's still looking for $1.5 trillion, still lower than what progressives have talked about recently. Those talks holding up a final House vote on a bipartisan infrastructure package.
I trust it.